I got a brand new ticker. Guess what?
Your insurance rate's going up. Like, you're going to die.
That's
soon.
A lot of money. But everybody else already paid for that. So why do I have to pay more? Because I use the thing that I paid for.
Yep.
It's like buying a Big Mac. And then you eat it, and they're like, I'm sorry, since you ate the Big Mac,
you got to pay for it.
You
got to
pay $5 more.
Next time you get a Big Mac, no, it's going to be $5 more bucks. No, that was just
the smelling rights for the Big Mac. If you want to eat it, I didn't understand. You wanted to eat the Big Mac. Okay.
Welcome back to Just Wheatley Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tom.
And it's a fucking shitty weather, windy-ass day.
Yeah.
I swear it's been windy for the last week.
It's been really gross. And I think I was hoping it was going to bring in nicer weather, but I think it's just bringing in worse weather. So,
dude.
Yeah, I think it's going to be rainy.
Friday, I went golfing. So I just stayed home from like work. I went golf and took care of a couple things and did some yard work. Mm. And, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to mow and then, you know, edge, you know, make it look nice. And then yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get my blower out. And I blew out all the front of my, like mm-hmm. right in the front at the like end of the road is you see my house and there's a big old, you know, like arborvitus thing, that bush. Anyway, stuff gets blown down there. Mm-hmm. I blew it all out. And then, you know, made it look nice and clean. Fucking later that day, the wind picked up real hard. Everything came back.
Yep.
Like, in that right now, there's the stupid little helicopter seed thing.
Oh, yeah. Those things are all over the place. Over.
And I don't have that tree in my yard.
I don't either. But they're everywhere. Yeah, our pool. So we just opened the pool last week. And every day I have to go and clean out the filters. Little basket filters because so many little seed pods will fly in there.
What kind of tree is that?
I don't know.
It's a helicopter tree.
We were just talking about that the other day. Oh, the helicopter tree. Ellie brought it up and Blanca's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, it's a helicopter tree.
It's a helicopter
tree. I don't know. But it's
someone
gross.
Out there's like, it's a poplar.
And the little tiny white ones with like the dot in the middle. Mm-hmm. You know, those are just round. They look like those little like Catholic wafers.
Yeah, Jesus.
Flesh.
They're like,
I don't know. Those are everywhere too. Somebody put out their recycling yesterday just to get ahead of things. I was really appreciative of that when I had aluminum cans and water bottles blowing down my driveway. That was great. Yeah, I had an aluminum can following me, and I was just in a bad mood yesterday anyway. And
did you stomp on it?
For a split second, I wanted to.
Oh, God.
I was so, just, you know, that feeling, that irritated feeling. I just wanted to turn around and stomp it flat. Oh, God, I didn't. Left it there. I left everything there. I was just like, you know, if I start cleaning up now and it all blows back in, I'm going to get more angry. So just let it be.
Was it just because of the wind that was angry?
Just because of the wind. I don't know.
Or were you just in one of those moods?
I just kind of had one of those moods. I woke up all day. I was kind of just on it.
Bitchy, like in a bitchiest mood. Yeah, I get that.
I don't know why. I really don't know why. But anyway.
I think most people can relate to that, though. Because like, there's times I've woken up where I'm just, I don't know why, just I'm
wrong like, side
I'm
of the
irritable.
Bed, right?
I got irritable bowel syndrome. Yeah.
IBS in the head.
Irritable brain syndrome.
But that's like, we've been teaching the kids this week figurative language. So they had to learn some of those little things like raining cats and dogs. But that's like, you know, getting up on the wrong side of the bed. That's one of those things. Like,
and kids are so literal at that.
Yeah. They are. That's why we have to flat out teach them. Do you think it's really raining cats and dogs? And half of them on the test will choose yes. Cats and dogs were falling from the sky.
Okay. Can you imagine?
Not quite, but all right. So I do believe the old story.
I want to know how that came about.
So I'm going to tell you what I've heard, and I don't know if it's actually accurate.
You're a teacher, so it's true.
But I heard that in the Middle Ages, the animals in the rainstorms would go up into those thatched roofs.
Mm-hmm.
So they would go and kind of put themselves
hunker away.
To stay dry. Yeah. Well, of course, the thatched roofing, it wasn't really super solid, so they would fall through. and hence the word raining cats, or like the term raining cats.
I feel
cats
like you made that up, but I heard it
somewhere. I swear to God.
I'm waiting for you to be like, now, these are the types of things. That sounds like a story I would say.
Where you hear it and you recognize that there's like a probably like 87% chance that that's not the truth.
It was someone's grandpa. It makes you don't know.
Sense. Like, why? What else is it going to mean?
Now, that makes sense, when you think about it, because those roofs were just like straw and fucking whatever, the garbage that they put in. That's crazy, though. Thatch roofs, like, I've seen a video where they were kind of making something like that, and it was pretty cool the way. Obviously, I don't think they did it that way back then, but like, just the way they were cutting it up and doing stuff. It was cool.
You do a roof repair and you just go out in your yard and just cut the grass down and like.
I just got a letter from our insurance saying that our roof's 14 years old, so the coverage, it's like roof repair program that whatever our insurance is under, we're getting taken out of that. And we're getting it put into something else.
Yeah, we're not going to pay as much. Is kind of their
like.
Idea.
Basically, if the wind or something, and it's determined that's what effed up the roof, they'll pay, I think, is basically what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And if not, it's like, meh.
Yeah.
And so in June, they're taking that. I'm going to see if, like, what if I repair my roof before June?
Right.
Then they'd be like, I don't know.
It's a massive windstorm today.
Fuck insurance, man.
Anything can happen. Yeah, we were just talking about that with my mother-in-law.
God, I hate it.
They got in a car wreck, accompanied. Dropped something big off their truck and it hit their vehicle.
Yeah, Louis told me that. That's crazy.
The insurance is saying that, nah, it's not related to their damage, isn't related to what happened. So they're like, really? And I'm just like, yeah, we've had issues with our house. Like any water damage at all in your house, they tell you no. They're like, oh, no, that's from your water system. So that's not covered. And then you're like, okay, well, it must be from natural storms and things, and then your house floods from a storm, and you're like, ah, no, that's from the rain. That's not covered. You're like, what water do you cover?
They don't cover, the toilet.
If a pipe, like, in the wall above leaks, they'll cover it. If it's underneath, like in a basement, they won't. It's my house. It's the plumbing in my house. What's the difference? They are ridiculous.
Well, I don't have a sprinkler system in my ceiling.
Right.
Like, why would I have pipes up there?
Right. You know? Well, like in our basement.
Yeah. I'm like, well, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
I got vaulted ceilings. I don't even have a fucking. No, I don't.
In the basement, though, they got, you know, they run the lines under the floor. So it's saying that's not crazy.
No, but, that's.
No, we've had bad luck with that because we had in our old house, we had a water that came in from a rainstorm, and I ended up just having to do a bunch of work to make sure that never happened again. We put in an egress window, and I dug out the French drain and a whole bunch of stuff. But and then ended up totally redoing our basement. Then we sold the house and moved here. And then we had issues from a pool line breaking, which was very annoying. And had an issue with, water coming in from like snow melt off really fast.
Jesus.
So I found that leak. So we need to get that patched up. But I'm just like, just don't buy basements. That's the moral of my story. Don't buy basements. I love them.
I can't even say.
I love having that space.
Mine has a basement too. Yeah.
If you do buy a basement, make sure it's from the 1950s because those are like bomb shelter strong.
They were
12 inches of concrete.
So our house was built in the 60s, but it's there's a part in the front that if you water too much, it leaks into the basement.
Yeah.
And I've dug pretty far down. I'm like, I don't know if there's like a crack in the.
Do you think it falls over the top?
That's what I
thought.
Of
the concrete?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, maybe. Like coming in between.
But
like
I don't think it is. I think there's a crack somewhere that it's seeping through.
Yeah, man.
So like I have a crack that it's so thin, but it seeps through. Yeah. So eventually my basement's going to cave.
Nah.
But an insurance would be like, nah.
Nope.
Sorry.
That's critical infrastructure for your house. So we don't cover
that. We don't cover that.
Which is funny that, you know, when you buy a house.
We cover if a car hit it.
If you buy, depends. It was a foreign car object. Oh, so, I don't get like, you know, obviously when you buy a house on credit, the bank wants to make sure that their loan is secure. Like, they want to make sure that their asset is there.
Of course.
So you have to buy insurance, right?
Yeah.
That way, just they like know in a car, yeah. that their asset is safe and that they get their value back if something happens with you, the one that they lent the money to. So that makes zero sense if the insurance company is never willing to pay out the claim. And if like critical pieces of the house are not covered because
of like, something stupid.
Nope, that's your foundation. That's something that is just, it is what it is. Like, isn't that exactly the reason that we need insurance, is for those insanely large things that are not normal?
Dude.
Like, I can pay for some sheetrock. I can pay for some, like, new some pipe.
But a whole fucking foundation? But, like,
the entire base. We have friends that just had that happen. Their foundation was going bad because they think that the people that sold the house to them lied about it. Yeah. And
you can't prove that wrong.
You can't prove it, usually. But, man, yeah. I'm in a bad mood again.
Fuck insurance. And but then they raise the rates.
And then, like, yeah, you call them. They're like, yeah, we're not going to cover that, but we are going to raise your rates because you asked if you could use the product you pay for. And in America, that is not acceptable.
So I called about the windshield replacement, like, and they go, because I've heard, like, if you go in and, you know, like, hey, I'm getting my window replaced on my car, that it'll be a ding against you, like against your insurance, and like it'll cause your rates to go up, right? And so I called the insurance because I'm like, if I have to pay, I'd rather just pay, you know. Yeah. And so it does go, there's like a ding in it, but it's not like it doesn't go against you. But if you have more than, you know, if you like went like 3-4 times or something.
Oh, okay. So it's like a 1/3 ding or something. Yeah, and if you get 3 of them.
Yeah. It's something like weird like
we're
that.
Not buying you windows anymore.
But I was like, I'm not claiming. I'm not going to claim the fuck. I'm just going to.
But then,
if I'm going to replace the windshield, maybe. But
the thing that drives me nuts about it, though, is like it's not like we're paying peanuts for insurance. We pay hundreds of dollars.
A month.
You know, a month for insurance, which I get that the insurance industry is based on the fact that more people are paying in than people are using.
Chris Rock said, just in case shit happens?
Yeah.
Just in case. Or there was a comedian where they talk about insurance being just, it's called, you know, just in case.
Exactly. It's true, though. Yeah. I mean, it is just in case. But then when that case comes up, I should be able to take it. And why ding me? I'm already paying for it.
It's not my fault a rock hit my windshield.
I'm paying for a product that I need when I need to use it. And then you're going to say, well, since you needed the thing you're paying for, we now don't trust you as much and you need to pay more. Aren't I less likely to need to use it again since I used it for something major?
I don't know. That's how health insurance seems.
You know, it's like, okay, yeah, right. Like,
and then they'll be like, you're less healthy.
I got a brand new ticker. Guess what?
Your insurance rate's going up. Like, you're going to die
soon. That's a lot of money. But everybody else already paid for that, so why do I have to pay more because I use the thing that I paid for?
Yep.
It's like buying a Big Mac, and then you eat it, and they're like, I'm sorry, since you ate the Big Mac,
you got to pay for it.
You
got to
pay $5 more.
Next time you get a Big Mac, it's going to be $5 more. No, that was just the
smelling rights for the Big Mac. If you want to eat it, I didn't understand. You wanted to eat the Big Mac. Okay. That's going to be $10.95.
Yeah, yeah. And every Big Mac thereafter is going to be another 99 cents.
Yeah. Oh, extra. Gosh. This is your third Big Mac? Sorry. From now on, it's $20 per Big Mac because you're doing too many. Maybe we should do that.
Dude, insurance curb is so fucking fucked up, in our country.
But no, I'm just like, seriously, the logic is so screwed up in the whole thing.
I don't know. Maybe I'm an idiot, but this is how I don't even know when to use my like home insurance or my like for car. Obviously, a car accident, duh, you know, like there's basic, you know, logical things. But then there's like small things where it's like people will be like, oh, why didn't you have your insurance pay for that? And I'm thinking, I didn't even know they fucking could do that. But well, then I'm like, I don't want my shit to go up.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I would rather just not have insurance and cover things on my own anyway, because that's 9 times out of 10 what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Well,
yeah. And it just, oh, God. And then you're, like I said, I don't know. We're paying like almost $400 a month in just in like home and auto insurance.
Just because we have to, throwing money at them. And that, like the liability side and the automobile and stuff, like I get. Frankly, if somebody like gets hurt on my property, I'm like, well, that's on you. You're an idiot. But
Yeah.
Like, you got to have that because people sue over everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I understand the liability side. I'm willing to pay to make sure they're going to pay out. If somebody sues me, like, I'm not giving you $1 million of my money because you were stupid and tripped. But, or, like, you know, you were a bad guy coming on my property. Come on. But
like, yeah, yeah.
Or like, you know, you get in an accident. It is your fault. You make a mistake. You think the light turned green. It didn't. You pull out, hit somebody. Oops. One of those dumb moments.
You pull out. She's pregnant. And whatever. Then,
like, one of those things that should be covered by insurance. But
I
call your insurance company. Hello. I have an unexpected pregnancy. I was wondering what my policy terms are on that.
Sorry, it's not covered.
Yeah, no.
We got maternity insurance here. So.
This is your, yeah, right. Oh, man. But then, like, I don't want to have to pay because somebody, like, puts a neck brace on to go into court so they get paid more. You know what I mean?
You're like damn, I just, my car door hit yours.
But yeah, like, fender bender and, oh!
Yeah.
You know, they can move fine everywhere else, but when they go to court, they're dying.
My ankle.
But and just like the other stuff, like I'd rather not pay for.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my car, my mother and father-in-law gave that car to me.
Yeah.
I paid for the licensing. If my car gets wrecked, I don't need money back for that car. Like
But
I know that they claim like you can pay like smaller amounts and just have the liability, but it's like you barely pay anything extra and you get the coverage. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying now because
you're right though, because you can do liability and it's like, you know, $19, or you can get the full thing and it's like $23.
And the reason is because they're never going to pay out the other thing.
I know.
It drives me nuts. I did have a good experience when I was in college. A deer ran out of nowhere. I was driving on the freeway.
Okay.
And a deer ran out of nowhere and sideswiped my car. And because I worded it on the phone, a deer hit me, they covered it. If I had said I hit a deer, they would have said, oh, that's on you. That's what one of the people on the phone said. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But
I could see that, though, because...
But the terminology, the deer hit me, oh, he said on the phone so that in court they could play it, and a deer hit me, and that means that there's liability on the other party, and the party's a deer, so...
Yeah, there's like... No, it is all on how you word things, because one thing I will say, like, about where I work, my supervisor, he's... he'll be like, well, what did you mean? And then I'll reread it, and, you know, you'll put, like, I think, or what do you mean you think? You know, so, like, leaving out certain words, like, makes it... that sentence a lot different, like you said, between I hit a deer and a deer hit me.
Right.
But a deer hit me. Fuck, I should have claimed it when I hit a deer on the freeway, too.
Right.
Like in Richland, I hit a deer.
Domestic violence.
Motherfucker.
She hit my fist with her face.
Yeah, she ran into my fist.
By the way, in the words of Joe Biden, it's never acceptable to hit a woman unless in those cases where... it's self-defense, and that rarely happens.
I would be Joe Biden the way I speak.
Poor. Apparently, he has a speech impediment. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I mean,
you can. Just...
I knew there was something, but I.
What kind though? Like a stutter?
Like he has kind of like a stutter, I guess.
I don't know. He has like brain farts, like me when I talk.
But I still enjoy when they got Obamacare passed and they're at the White House and he didn't know the mic was still hot and he looks at. And Obama goes, that's a big fucking deal. Oh, yeah.
Fucking Biden.
I tell you.
Yeah, fuck insurance.
But yeah, insurance, man. I'm like, it's such a... And I understand, like I said, I get the foundations of the industry. You have to take more in than you pay out.
Yeah.
I get it. I get that I can't use it for everything all the time. But when I legitimately need it, when something is wrong in my house, if I am paying for insurance, it should be like black and white.
Yeah.
You have insurance or you don't. If you have insurance and it's reasonable and you need it, like I'm not saying, oh, I don't like my carpet anymore. I want to change my carpet out. No, that shouldn't be covered by insurance. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like cosmetic-y things.
My house flooded. My carpet's no good. I need new carpet. You should pay for that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm getting mildew.
Why am I paying you so much money? Everybody that is in your company is paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And when I need $30,000, it's going to ding me.
It probably like a money thing on their end, like wherever they get their money from. If they start making claims and getting that money.
Yeah.
Those people are like, I'm not going to give you nothing. You're fucking taking all this money.
Right. Well, so that's what caused the housing crisis.
You better stop saying yes to these people and start saying no.
Yeah.
You
know, like, that was one of the issues with the housing crisis back in 2007 and 8, from my understanding. You had bad mortgages that started to go really bad, and then you had bad insurance that started to go at the same time.
Oh, shit.
So these people that kind of hedged money and bought policies to help took out claims too fast, like for the Richie Rich claims.
Yeah.
And the whole thing collapsed.
Like, shit, we ran out of money. We can't do anything. Because there weren't
real people buying the houses. So everyone was buying up real estate to have and to rent out.
Yeah, yeah, trying to make money or whatever.
You know, the market can handle for a long time, but after a while, there have to be actual people wanting to rent the houses. At the time,
you can't just make DIY shows.
Right. Yeah, right. I mean, it was a heyday for HGTV, but
yeah, they just kind of crashed the market.
Yeah, so the insurance claims couldn't keep up either, so the whole thing just imploded on itself.
So HGTV, you're to blame for that.
HGTV, and did you hear that one guy went to prison? Like I never saw his show, but he did some sort of like buy and sell flip houses show.
Oh,
and apparently he did something very fraudulent, and he's going to jail.
Sounds like a loser thing to do. Piece of shit. He's a piece of shit too, probably because he's charging people for nothing.
I'll bet you he charges for insurance and then doesn't pay out claims.
Right. He doesn't pay his insurance.
Isn't it funny though? Like if you or I charge something to somebody and then we're like, they came to use it and we're like, no. Well, we would get in trouble. But a big company does it, no big deal.
That's like IRS.
Yeah.
They'll take, you'll get investigated and all this crap, but if you have to owe them money, they're going to take that shit quick. If they're trying to give you money, it's maybe be a little slower. They're going to investigate, do whatever,
Half the time, yeah, like you're going to have the money taken before you even know there was a problem. We're going to seize your house now. But
I know. It's fucked up.
It's scary. But yeah, man.
But yeah, I went golfing though on Friday, so it was cool.
How'd that go?
It sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Like, it's funny. Me and him, this guy went like a week before that.
Yeah, last
week. I hit like an incredible shot. It felt so good.
Was that last Sunday? It was like a week ago, right?
It was a couple weeks ago when we fucked up.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
When we tried to do the show and then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Amazing. I did great that day. Then when I golfed on just this Friday, it was shit.
Yeah, it's hard to string together consecutive games of good.
Yeah.
That's why when you see those pros and they're like 18 under for four round golf.
So I went with these two other guys that were there for that tournament thing, and one dude was like this Samoan guy. He would crush the ball off the tee. Yeah, dude would smash the ball. It was crazy, but he was really good. And then the other guy, like, he was also very good. Like, he was just it was a bogey or par. I'm like, just mark me down for up 10.
Yeah. What's the max score I can get? Just give me that.
I had a one like that.
Because I think there are on the scorecard.
So like you can only do double of what the score is. Yeah. So if it's like a par 3, you can only get six. Anything over, like, so if you're already at your sixth hit, we just pick up the ball kind of thing.
Yeah.
But like, there was a hole like that. It was a par four. I did great to get there, and then just a few chips and suck. Just all this other crap happened. Or I hit like a bitch. I did this, and then I got it. Like, I ended up picking my ball up. Like, this is gonna be my eighth hit, so I might as well just take this motherfucker. I go consistent though. I'm consistent.
Yeah.
Sixes. It don't matter if it's a par 3 or what.
Par 5. It's gonna be a 6.
It's gonna be a 6. That's to great an 8.
For a par 5. I mean, hey.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a few of them. Like, my driving, so I don't know, whatever. Golf's frustrating hard. And fun. And
I'm in a place right now, like, if I had the money for it, I want to just go to the golf course all day, every day, and just work on it.
That's what I'm saying.
If I could let's win go in a lottery.
Let's go halvesies.
Yeah. Let's do the family membership.
Can we do a halvesies thing?
I don't know.
We're a couple. We're going in halvesies.
Look, you can't prove a thing.
Okay. I know. It's like, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. It's really Jesse and Tom trying to get a golf call. Just trying to get a golf
fucking member. We need the family plan. We have two children.
We
want to force Elliot to go golfing. He's such a...
JJ, see, I don't need to force him to golf because he's already interested in it, so I need to do that.
Nice. Elliot's not, but I think with JJ, he would be. I think he would do it with JJ.
It would have to be like 9 holes, I think.
Yeah.
Small.
Right. They're not half a hole. They're not there yet. Yeah, 1 hole.
I might take JJ to a range. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool. Just to get him to hit the ball. I think getting
them comfortable with just hitting the ball. I had him out in the backyard. Couple days ago, just hitting some balls around.
Yeah.
He had a good time. The dogs are a pain in the butt. They kept chasing the balls, but...
That's what the little dogs do.
We've got those little orange wiffle balls.
Yeah.
Those are pretty, pretty neat.
I have this little chip net, and so I bought it at Goodwill, and so I'm trying to see if I can chip into it, which...
Yeah.
No.
I know. I tried to chip toward... I bought a little tee for the backyard.
Yeah.
You know? And so I just hit some golf balls towards it. My dad's friend, Dave, he can hit within probably I'm gonna go real loose here and say a 5-foot radius around it.
That's incredible.
I mean, he's probably close.
What's his name?
Dave. He's
I wonder if he does the tournament over here. He might.
I mean, he goes around.
Does he work at Hanford or anything?
He used to. He's retired now.
I bet you there's a guy there.
But he's really a good golfer. I mean, he's the type of guy. When he hits the ball, you just hear it go through the air. Like, you can actually hear it.
He has
like
a pretty swing. That's how this other guy was. His name, they call him I always fuck his name. DB.
Yeah.
And he was freaking... Dude was good. He doesn't... Like, if you see these guys, like... I'm going to be so judgy. If you see these guys, you wouldn't think they golf. Like you, me. Right. Like me. Like, right. You don't look like you golf. But then, like... They're fucking hella good. They're just, their swings might not be like the most pretty looking swings, but God, they're straight. Yeah. This dude, DB, the one that was probably, I guess he won the tournament last year, the money that is up for grabs. I'm like, I know I'm not going
to
win.
I'm not doing this to win.
I'm paying because it was like $300, but you get a golf pretty much every weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's like, it's worth it. But, yeah, I know I ain't gonna win shit.
Yeah.
But this guy, he has a crazy, he'll drive it and it looks like it's shanked to the left and it's going.
And then it hooks around.
And then it just hooks hard around and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And it's just a far beast of a fucking drive and it's just perfect. It's man. Like, fuck you.
Well, that's kind of,
they were hella cool guys though.
So Dave's got a really good swing, he's got his tempo down really well. And I don't think I've ever, and I played with him quite a few times. Like back when I was first out of college, I'd meet him and my dad after they got off work. And we would go golfing at Golfland a lot. Mm-hmm. And then we'd go play some other courses on like Fridays and things. And I don't think I ever saw him miss a green. I mean, he doesn't make mistakes. He's that kind of guy where like, you know, for him, a mistake is like, it didn't go as far as he wanted, or it didn't quite hit the exact spot on the fairway he wanted. But I mean, he
had a birdie on that hole. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I mean, like I don't know. He's just great, and it just seems easy, and it's not fair. But I guess he and his ex-wife like split, and after that is when he really got into it. So I mean, to get his mind off it, he'd just go hit ball after ball after ball after ball after ball.
I mean, if I was
got good at it,
older and like. God forbid, me and Alicia split. Kids are already grown.
God forbid. I mean, hey.
You know, like.
Yeah, right.
I could see myself just going to work and then after work go to a fucking driving range or do something.
Yeah.
Go home, masturbate all alone. It's so sad.
When I'm older, yeah. I think when I retire, I want my work day to be going to the golf course and just playing golf.
Right? Something.
Yeah, just like, yeah. I'm going to the club. And you just go and you play golf and everyone knows your name. And they're like, hey.
Hey, Tom.
There he is. There's the guy.
How's retirement treating you?
same joke every day.
Same.
It's a Monday. Oh, boy. Grinding away.
God, I hate trying to spark up conversation sometimes with people who don't, like, really speak.
Yeah.
Or they don't say anything. And then you're just like, yeah, how about the weather? That's always the one, you know.
Yeah.
How's the weather going?
The weather.
Yeah, it's good. It's windy.
Yeah.
It's the weather. No, I've done that. Man, this weather's been great. Like when you're like at the fucking grocery store or something.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Yeah. Make it more awkward.
But there's people there at the grocery store that I'll talk to and I'll say, you know, hey, how's your day going? I'm like, okay, geez, I won't talk.
Yeah. Sometimes, the cashiers, every once in a while, it's like,
there's
like
a kid. I don't know if he's a regular cashier, but he'll cashier.
Mm-hmm.
But there's times, like, I'll ask him, how's your day? And he borderline, there's been times I just want to say something to him.
Oh, yeah?
Like, dude, what's your fucking problem? Like, why you got to be such an asshole for no reason? Like, well, I'm just asking you how your day is, and you're sitting there mumbling like you're pissed at me. Like, fuck you. Like, it pisses me off.
Mm.
Like, it comes to a point where I think it's because I'm in customer service. And to me, it's like poor service when you're when you're like talking under your breath and you're being like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's almost like I know he's not comfortable doing it. But like at the same time, you don't got to be a fucking piece of shit, mother. No, I'm just kidding.
You don't have any strong feelings about the subject.
It pissed me off, though. There was one day I was like, dude, I want to say something to this kid. Like, hey, man, you need to like.
Project your voice, bro.
Don't be scared, dude. Don't you're a big boy. You got this.
You're a big boy.
You're like, he ain't big, but he's like a tall kid. He's like, you know, like, come on, have some confidence.
Yeah.
Stop being a bitch, man. Yeah. Pick those nuts up. That little girl that sang at the Hap thing.
So
she fucking had bigger balls than me.
Let's roll into this. So for those of you that don't know, locally we have this Hap Award, the Hispanic Achievement.
I think that's a state thing, though, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. The way they talked about it, it sounds like it was started here. I don't know, maybe it's everywhere. They acted like it was a local thing.
Well, no, so it sounds like local, but it like
chapter.
I think it's like spread out.
Oh, maybe
more is how that I took it.
Okay, maybe I don't know. Anyway, HAP, if you've never heard of it, Hispanic Achievement Awards. So kids that do well in school that are Hispanic heritage, they get recognized with certificates, and a select few that do really, really well get scholarships.
40.
So there are 40 kids. Took about an hour and a half to get through them all.
Jesus.
But congratulations to all of them.
It was really
very
cool.
Hard work. I was very impressed. They are more motivated than I will ever be.
You see, that was so impressive. It's like you're watching this, and they're like doing a little bio of each kid that would come up. Number 40.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, he'd come up, and it would be just this. He's, you know, he's in his community.
Yeah.
Fucking, he saved a couple children. He's
3.978 GPA.
Yeah, he's the Kovac Valedictorian.
Yeah.
There's a few of those, and you're just like, damn, these kids had so much motivation.
Thousands of hours of time spent in the community doing service.
Like, mine would have been, like, there would have been nothing there.
Mine would have been. He works. He does do some things outside
of
work.
That's why we have him on here. He owes us some money.
For giving some debt.
His insurance is garbage.
Yeah. hours of fighting insurance companies on the telephone.
No, it's cool though.
Very impressive. So those kids are very, very impressive. Yeah. And it was funny because I work for a district, and our district leadership, three of our
so the lady in the blonde hair, that was part of the district?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was pretty much right in front of us.
Yeah.
I know two of those administrators really well. I've worked with two of them, like very, one of them was the director of the department that I was in for years. So I got to know him really well. And the other one I've known
for
years.
We ruined any chance you got.
No, but our superintendent, I don't know personally. I've met her a few times. I don't really know her personally. But
she looks like this gal that I used to work with. And so me and Orlando, when we were there, at Orlando's like, Jesse, that's Angie from Charter. And I'm like, I don't think that's her.
Oh, no.
And then we couldn't see Annick, and I kept looking, and I looked on my phone. I'm like, okay, the hair looks identical, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then when I finally seen him go up on stage, I'm like, oh, that's not her. He goes, no, that's her. I go, no, that's not her.
Yeah. Are you talking the gal with the short blonde hair?
She had like long. Longer?
Okay.
Blonde, and she was like in a suit.
Yep. She's our superintendent.
No, I'm just
so they were sitting in the front row. We were sitting in the third row.
Yep.
And at the beginning of this event, you know, I'm a teacher. I work with children, and I believe in supporting children and their dreams and their goals.
I do.
There are moments in life where events happen that are almost out of your control, and it can be very difficult to maintain professionalism, but it's important at all times to maintain that professionalism.
It really is.
And I'm going to tell you, in this particular moment I'm speaking of, people behind me were laughing.
They were.
Family beside me were laughing.
We were.
And I.
How'd your dad do?
I think he.
Your dad got that stone face.
He knew it was funny.
You know, he was inside, probably was cracking up.
I don't know. I was so focused on not losing it because I could feel it.
I tried hard.
And you guys are like, well, what are you guys talking about? What was happening? So, you know, at the beginning of any event.
Well, I don't know if I should save the comment for after or before, because it's like, maybe I'll save it for after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at the beginning of any event, we do a lot of patriotic things, sing the national anthem. Now, you may have heard this before. And before we get started, there's going to be some laughs. I'm going to be up front from the top.
Oh, I'm going to laugh.
But I don't want that to take away from the spirit of this little girl, because to get up there and do what she does time after time after time, I think that's a pretty epic thing.
Kudos.
For any little moment of laughter, there is a lot of respect, I have to say.
Yeah.
So for, I think she's 8. I would not do this today. And so I'm 30 years older than her. I would not do what she does.
I won't karaoke.
Yeah.
I won't go, like, when I went to a bar with my sister-in-law, brother-in-law with Alicia, they were like, oh, let's go sing. And I'm like, you guys can go sing.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I don't know anybody, and I'm going to sing. And we're going to listen to the Canadian national anthem.
So I know that, you're singing the Canadian national anthem, but we're going to pick up at the American national anthem.
To my Canadians, love you.
And this is, I want to say, this is a different event. You're not looking at the Hat Awards in this video.
But the singing's the same.
But she's in, like, Indiana, I think, this video. She travels a circuit, first
of all. So she's actually in Toronto. Oh, no, she is in Indiana. She's at a Pacers game. They're for the NBA playoffs.
Right, but she's right playing now. The Raptors, I think, in this game or something. But, and...
I don't know. Yeah,
but she does the exact same... Oh, yeah, it's up top. She sings the song the exact same way. I mean, I'm telling you, you're seeing the performance she did at the Hap Awards when you watch this video. So...
Before we start this, I don't know who this little girl is. I don't even know that they're doing this when I'm at this Hap Award, right?
Yeah.
So for me, the initial reaction was shock.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what I was about to hear.
Yeah. Kinsley Murray is her name.
I thought she was going to. Yeah.
Yeah. So the little girl walks out on stage in America dress. Very cute.
Yeah, very cute.
And you're expecting just your normal kid version of the national anthem. And this is what you hear.
Now, please remain standing as the IU Air Force ROTC presents our nation's colors and join in the singing of the United States National Anthem.
I think the Pacers are
going to play. Can you see my
Not bad so far.
Not too bad, no.
Which I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the barrel.
What are they called? I hadn't lost it yet when I was listening yet.
Yeah. Kind of interesting.
I think I was crackling here coming up. Because the people behind us.
<That's> that guy's the best laughing.
I lost it.
That part, that same exact note change when we saw it live.
This is where I lost it. Because I didn't expect that.
I did not either.
I was like, whoa. It's very, she sings with a lot of passion, though.
She does. I mean, that's when I'm, like, she's trying a lot of different things. I give her a lot of credit. And again, to have the guts
of this. I think she's doing too much. But that's her thing, I think.
That was my favorite part, the waving hand, like the flag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, when she did that, I was like, okay.
She's got the falsetto. She's got the falsetto.
It's when she goes low that gets me every time.
The gun. But, I mean, I get what she's doing so, there. Like, you know, I mean, you know, hey, yeah.
America.
I got to say, like.
I don't remember seeing fucking stitch marks in an American flag. Oh, but whatever. Yeah. I've never seen that.
You never looked at the flag up close?
Not that close. I never
expected. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I don't want to just, you know, make fun of this kid. Like, she
yeah, obviously. I was really trying to be, because I had my kids there.
Yeah.
Because Elena was getting a HAP award.
Right.
And JJ was with me.
Yeah.
And when he lost it, my son is 9 years old. And he's usually pretty respectful, but he yes. even lost it. He was like, he looked up at me because he was like wanting to laugh. And so, you know, your kids look at you. So you're trying to be like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. And then, it did, like you said, it didn't help that the people behind
no.
us, they were losing.
And I'd look over at Blanca. Her head was down and she was laughing. Hard.
Yeah, she was trying. She tried too.
But I just like, I and my head was up high enough, like. Anybody could have seen me. I'm like, I am not laughing at this kid here. It just wasn't unexpected.
I kept trying to keep my head down. I'm like,
but I did the pacers. I just covered my mouth.
That's
no,
all you can
I
do.
Mean, I just kept a straight face and watched. And I, you know, good for her though. Like, you know, to do that over and over again. This kid travels the country singing the national
so
anthem.
I she, don't like. I said she has a lot of balls to yeah. to get up there and do that. And like, my question is. Is do you think like the parents or who do you was that there was just do you think there's a point where you're saying yes too much?
Yeah,
you're
I
being
think,
a yes person. You're not like because I think and we this is a lesson we were trying to teach JJ actually yeah. the other day is sometimes I had to tell him like you sometimes you need to take criticism.
Yeah, right.
You know that's the only way you're gonna grow is you
right.
And we're not trying to criticize this little girl, but. You know what I mean?
No.
Do you think there was
but, I mean,
too
there
much
was
of that?
Definitely
and
some,
now
like,
people do it as a joke,
yeah,
do you think?
I think probably. Because like there were definitely some note issues there. Like she her pitch was off, clearly.
But she,
off
had, she could carry, though.
But she had some like technique, yeah. you know? And I'm not like a music expert, so I don't really know what I'm talking about. But just like anybody that heard that, you can tell where it was off.
I've watched The Voice countless times. I've watched American Idol. Yeah. I am a fucking voice critique.
I can say what Reba would say.
Yeah, I'm an oculist.
I
Wait,
think there's some truth. Is that eyes?
Ocular? Oh, no, ocular's eyes.
Yeah.
I'm earlier.
Auditorialier.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway, whatever. I think you're right, though, that there probably needs to be some honesty with her just in like, okay,
I think
you got something. Like, first, you're willing to get out there, and you're willing to do it, and you love what you're doing. That's clear. So that's great. But now it's time to really perfect that technique, you know?
Yeah.
Make sure that you're getting that pitch right.
So we've been watching Ted Lasso, and there was this scene where, like, this girl had to fire her friend, right?
Yeah.
That's and she's bummer. Like, she's, you know, she's stressing out. Like, I don't want to do that. And the other girl says something to her, and it sounds rude, but then it was nice. Like, it was nice, but rude, then nice. And she's like, no, that's what you do.
She sandwiched it.
Yeah. She's like, you give him a compliment. Tell him you're going to let him go. Give him a compliment. You get him the compliment sandwich.
Yeah.
And it's in a similar sense. That's kind of what you want to do when you critique someone is you're not, you know, you critique them.
Yeah.
You're doing great here, here, and here, but you need to maybe work on this, this, and this.
And when you come back here after working on
but
that,
you know what?
I can't wait to see the singer you're
I will say kudos to that girl because she's going to be making, you know, I'm sure she's going to get, like, a lot of views,
she's
money.
She's got more views than we've ever gotten.
Oh.
So, I mean, she could watch our podcast and do, like, a breakdown of us and be like, wow,
these guys are trash.
Losers. so, you know.
Do you hate when amateur podcasters try to think they're professional podcasters.
You dumbass.
She just roasts
40-year-old men sitting in your room.
She lights it up.
Hey, hey, hey. All right.
The roast of Just Weirdly Blended.
This is a family podcast.
Jesus Christ. This girl just lit us up.
No, I mean, she's got guts, so she probably would.
So there was this... I have this story. There was this kid when I was in Job Corps. And I don't know if any of my Job Corps people out here listen, but his name was Shane. And I know a couple of my roommates, we knew this guy. Like, he came in, he was our, we call him Input Brother. Like, right. So we all came in together. And so it was like me, this guy Shane, there was this kid Chris, and there was a few of us in a room, it was four of us. Well, this guy Shane, he would always tell these just outlandish stories, just he was full of shit, you know.
Sure.
You knew he was full of shit. He was this white kid. He was just,
but like, good storyteller.
Oh yeah, it was over the top. He would talk about, he took on, what was it, like 8 people, broke cuffs off, like,
sure.
And he's smaller than I am,
skinny guy.
Yeah, he's a small guy. And we're like, okay. And then me and my buddy, this guy Chris, would always tell him, like, man, you don't gotta lie. You don't gotta lie to, like, fit in. Just be you. Like, we're cool with it. We don't care.
Right.
We knew this guy was not all there.
None of us went around dragging people around by handcuffs. And
we knew this guy wasn't, like, he wasn't, like, all, like, he was there. There was something off, yeah. You know? Like, he was just an odd kid. We were cool with him, you know? Like, but we would tell him, like, hey, just be yourself. And so, he stayed himself. I guess that was who he was.
Yeah,
But he wanted to rap. They had this talent show over there at Job Corps, and he wanted to rap. And so, one night we're like, "Well, let's listen to it. Let's hear you rap." And it sucked. Oh. And we try to tell him, right? We try to be nice about it.
Yeah.
But we're like, whatever. You know what? If you want to do it, Shane, let's let you do it. So me and him. Me and this guy, Chris, we were like, all right, I had like this necklace. Like, here, you wear this. Here, wear this. These clothes. Kind of like, we'll give him we'll play the part for him, you know, or help him out.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he had the balls to get up on stage.
And do it.
And he did it. And the cool thing was, like, some of the other, like, the girls, like, that were there, too, some of them were, like, grinding, doing stuff on stage. Uh-huh. Like,
So everybody kind of got into it to kind of like hype him up.
To hype him up, yeah. You know, and he was not good, but, you know, they hyped him up. And
sure.
The fact that he was able to get on stage and do that, I always thought that was very impressive.
It's admirable, yeah.
And so I remember, you know, we told him that, like, fuck, I wouldn't do that, but right. Like, good for you, man.
Right.
Like,
well, that's, there's this guy I knew in college. I don't remember his name now, but he would, he wanted to be a stand-up comic. And he wasn't super funny, but every talent, like, comedy show that he could possibly get himself into, he did like an open mic.
Is he still doing that, you think?
I have no idea. I don't remember his name. If he is doing it, he's not a headliner. That
you come find out, he's just amazing.
But you know, at the time it was kind of like, he was an Asian kid, and most of his jokes were, like, Asian jokes. So I don't know if I ever told him, but it was kind of the thing of, like, maybe kind of, like...
Tone it?
Look outside of that a little bit. Like,
he just stereotypes.
Seemed to be, like, shitting on himself all the time for the sake of humor. And, like, you know, I don't know. The jokes just...
They fall
flat.
For my
taste, didn't land all that well. But,
yeah.
But he was adamant. I mean, that was what he wanted to be, was a stand-up comic. So back at that guy, like, he's probably still doing comedy somewhere.
That's cool. You know, like, when you want to know, when you know your thing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no more power to you.
Right. Like, you know, you're doing it. It's like us, the podcast. Like, we do it because we enjoy it, man. Like.
Yeah. Comedy would be crazy to do. It'd
be hard to be on all the time. I have moments where I can be on.
Yeah.
Funny, but like,
I'm more funny, I think,
time.
When I'm like bantering back with someone, yeah. Or like
situationally funny. I can.
Yeah,
be.
I'm not like, hey, did you hear about Rob at the grocery store?
Right. I can't tell a joke.
Yeah, I can't tell.
I think
joke.
I could go up on stage and like,
I can't tell a story.
Riff, is it called riff with somebody?
Yeah, like, yeah. I could riff, like, with them.
You know, in the situational.
You think that's
humor.
What Matt Rife's name is, actually? Matt Riff?
Maybe.
Like, he's a riffer?
Maybe.
Because he does you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like,
maybe.
His real last name isn't Rife.
Yeah.
A Riff.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's a stage name.
But yeah, I don't know. To be funny all the time. No. No.
I can see. I'd be like, you go home and you're just like, I don't want to talk.
Some people would say, I'm never funny, so.
I think you're hilarious.
Thank you very much.
Some people probably think we're both idiots, yeah. Like our wives.
Some people probably will never listen to us, but that's okay.
But they're missing out, and but they're the real ones.
Our kids find us to be fun. I was having a blast. I was the best comic of the night at my parents' house last night. They had my nieces and nephews there and Elliot for a sleepover, and I was, I was telling some good jokes. I was doing my Dracula impression.
Oh.
They were laughing at that. I was singing songs from Disney. They were cracking up.
That's great.
Held my nephew upside down and put his feet on the ceiling. He thought that was a riot. It's good times, man.
That's fun, though. You could be that fun uncle.
It's so easy to make kids laugh. It's great.
It is. But, like, I'll crack jokes with JJ or the kids. I'll say stupid little dad jokes.
Yeah.
You know, obviously. And, like, it's funny. We were, like, Sadia and, like, some of the, the older kids.
Mm-hmm.
Little daddy jokes will slip out. Daddy jokes. That doesn't sound like dad jokes. You know what I mean?
It's getting a little awkward. Okay.
But, like, they'll do little dad jokes. And I've heard Sadia's like, God damn it, Jesse. You know, like,
You got it in there.
Yeah. And so we were watching Ted Lasso yesterday, and there was a scene where this guy Roy, he's like the hard ass of the coaching staff.
Yeah.
He's fucking hilarious. He's like Alicia's favorite. But he made these like little quips, these little things, and he was like, fuck. He's like mad at Ted Lasso because he's starting to rub off on him.
Oh.
So you see that. And so it made me laugh because it made me think of that. Anyway.
I'm just kidding. Cheeky went to the prom last night, right?
Yeah, she had prom.
Blanca showed a picture. She didn't even look like herself.
No, she looked like a very young lady. She looked beautiful. Yes, she had her dress on. I was like, girl, your hair looks longer.
Yeah, she looked different.
Yeah. She had her hair up. Like, they looked beautiful. Her and her friends were there. And so, yeah. I got them a corsage.
Did she have a date? Or did she just
No, she went with her cousin.
Oh, okay.
And then her two friends came later on that day. And then they all got ready together and stuff.
Oh, that's fun.
And so, yeah.
I didn't even know it was prom weekend.
It was, like, this close to not letting her go.
Really?
Because, like, her grades, you know. And so me and Alicia kept talking about it, and we're like, you know what? Alicia's like, what do you think? I'm like, as much as I want her grades to, you know, get up, and I need her to know, like, because she's like trying, she's doing all this. And so I told Alicia, I was like, she can go. Like, I think it'd be okay, you know, because it's an experience and whatever.
Big moment in life.
But I, you know, there's something I had to tell her the other day. It was like, just remember, this is on, you know, like, because we weren't sure at this time. And I was, she was like having a thing. And I was just like, hey, it's on you. Like, this is, at the end of the day, this is your doing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But then, you know, like, she's trying. So we just told her, yeah, you can go. Like, I was like, you just keep the same energy you have right now. Like, that you need to take that energy and just keep carrying it, because it's not going to be easier when you get to become a senior.
No.
It's going to be just hard. I go, it's going to be harder because it's,
you're going to feel more pressure.
You are. And I know, because, like, I was that kid where it was like you had to do so much work all the time because you might have slacked off early on in your high school career.
Right.
And now you're like,
oops. Well, at some point in your life, you're going to have to put that effort in.
Yeah.
To get
so she's been doing that. She's been doing great. Good. And getting the grades up. And I know how teachers, you know, they're busy. So it's not like they're able to grade stuff as soon as she turns it in, you know.
Right. Hopefully they're doing it.
So, no, they had a blast. Yeah. And, yeah, it was nice. I was able to get, a couple of corsages. I didn't know her other friends were going to go, or I'd have probably tried to get, like, all four of them.
Oh, gotcha.
But I was just like, hey, I know this last minute. Can you guys do this? Shout out to Shelby
Floral Florist.
Yeah, it's off Edison. They came through and it looked really pretty. A little gold and white look. I don't know.
Nice.
However they fucking make that stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta have like little fingers or something. I feel like, because it's so small. Like, I had to fix like this ribbon on the back of hers yesterday, and I'm like, God, this would be frustrating.
I couldn't do it. Right?
It's like, I don't know,
trying to do hair.
Yeah. But yeah, she had a blast. They had a good. We picked them up afterwards, and they were like, my feet hurt.
Yeah, I'll bet.
We danced the whole time. It was at the Moore Mansion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it looked really. We dropped them off, and it just looks so cool because it's this huge mansion.
Yeah.
You go to this Moore Mansion that you don't get to see. So it's like at the Moore Yard. More or less.
Wasn't even inside.
No. You don't get to see the mansion. No one ever gets to go in that mother.
So stupid.
You can use our yard.
Yeah, okay.
You can use our grass yard. It's like, oh, cool, yeah, I'm under the fucking bridge. Yeah, it's only cool because it's a fucking mansion.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not cool because I'm under the bridge. That's where the homeless people live.
Well, they used to use it, I think, but didn't it burn down at one time? Maybe they just didn't renovate the inside.
I don't know. It's all fake
inside. This is empty.
It's just nothing. It looks like a dollhouse.
The front can open.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That would be sick. That's an architectural... concept there.
Just
a real life dollhouse that you can really get it to open.
Yeah. Seems like there could be some weathering issues.
You know, you get it so like, you know, weatherproofs up somehow.
Yeah, like a real life Barbie house or there's just
this is my man cave. It's my Ken cave.
It's kinda like RVs, I guess, with the tip outs and stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, it would be like that, but the house opens. That'd be kind of sick.
Yeah.
It'd be pointless, but
it would serve no purpose, but
no. Like if I ever I was thinking about this the other day. I was watching a stucco. They were doing stucco. Mm. And I was like, oh, cool. It would be cool to see them do that, but like make it look like Legos. So you like.
Oh, yeah.
You basically. It would take forever, I'm guessing.
But you make like little lines.
Make little Legos lines. Together. And then each brick would be like, you know, yellow and one different would be blue. Color. Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So when you look at your house, it looks like Legos, but it's really just stucco or whatever.
That would not be gaudy at all. Neighbors would love it. Wow. What are they doing?
Lego house. How old are you?
Paint yourself yellow.
Hi.
By the way, shout out to the Lego movies. Those things were.
Oh, Lego movies are hilarious. So
oh, my God.
Lego movies crack me up.
Ugh.
No. I do have a question of the week.
Okay.
Which one
are you going with?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
You got two good ones, so.
I do. I don't know. I don't know why that sounded. You know what? Just because I don't want to find the other one. I'll just do this one. So what's the hardest part about being a dad? I know being a parent's just hard in general, mm-hmm. but about being a dad, like for you, what do you find like the hardest part?
Being around them. No.
Just being kidding. Present.
Just kidding. I think the hardest part's really doing what, you know, you should do for them. Like, in the sense that there are a lot of times where you just don't have the energy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking the same thing.
But like... And Elliot gets a lot of downtime. He gets a lot of time without us. But like after work, I used to really struggle when he was little, like kindergarten, first grade. Because mm-hmm. I'd be, you know, I teach at the school that he's at. So it would go from like a long day teaching kids right to having my own kid with me. Like,
yeah.
They leave, he comes in. And it's like he wants to talk. And I definitely made the mistake of like, shutting them down and being like, daddy just needs some mental decompression time for a minute.
Yeah,
I lost my cool on him at times and I've gotten a lot better at not doing that. Part of that might be that he's a little older now.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
I think, being like in that present moment.
Actually present. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is probably one of the harder parts too. I feel like for me, it's the same thing. It's just like, taking that moment to be like, okay, I know I'm like tired as fuck, but all right, let's, you know, we'll play video games or because JJ will sometimes ask me, hey, you want to play Minecraft?
Right.
Or you want to do this? And there's been times where I'm like, just give me a few minutes.
Yeah.
But then like I start thinking about it or I'll see a video pop up as I'm not doing anything but scrolling my phone. So it's like, I'll see a video. It's like, reason number four why you should spend time with your kid. You're like, okay, fine. I'll go spend with a kid. That's the world telling me.
Do you think that they should do that on purpose on like the apps? Because they can do this. They like after like so much time of scrolling, it just starts doing like parenting videos of like
oh, the algorithm switches up. The
algorithm's like, it's time to get off. Your kid has been alone for an hour.
Do you know why your kid is struggling in this?
Yeah, right.
Because you're on your goddamn phone.
Seriously, like, no.
How do you know, Jesse? Get off. No. Yeah. And it's not like I'm always on my phone. Like, but there, you know, you no, get those
our
down.
Culture definitely is phone driven.
Yeah, even my point. There's times with JJ, I'll see him, and I've gotten to the point where sometimes it's frustrating. Mm. But like for me, like I'll finish this real quick. But as a like for me, like it's the same thing though. It's being present.
Yeah.
Being mindful of that. So trying to do things with them, you know, in those little small moments. And then sometimes they don't want to. They'd rather just, you know, play their game or
right.
do whatever. So it's like, you know, spending the like I did 30 minutes with JJ to soccer around, we kicked the ball. He didn't want to, uh-huh. but I was like, "No, let's do this." And yeah. then, obviously, we're out there.
We're throwing the baseball, same thing.
And it was around the time we were actually. It sucked. I'm like, "Oh, let's go. We're gonna do this." And then we were telling Cheeky, "Yeah, you can go to,
oh, yeah.
to prom." And then we yeah. just had a little conversation with her. And then I'm like, "Okay, bud, let's go," because I didn't want him to like, "I'm coming back in. I don't want to be fucking that.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, yeah."
And so I don't know. Spend those times.
Yeah, I had to check myself yesterday because we were at Elliot's baseball game, and baseball's long. Like
baseball's
a time commitment, and not in earshot of him, but just to my wife, I was kind of like, you know, joke stating like, if he never does baseball again, I'll be okay with that. 2.5 hours is a little much. And she kind of looked at me like, are you serious? And I thought about it. I'm like, this is so good for him. Like he is kind of killing it right now in baseball. His confidence is coming up. He got his thumb smashed.
Uh-huh.
He went to hit, and the ball and the bat smashed his thumb. He stayed out there and played. I took him out some ice, like, to put in between batting, you know. But otherwise, like, he was on the field. He hit again. He didn't let that stop him. It used to be he would have shut down and not wanted to bat again.
Yeah.
He's one of the oldest kids on the team, which is really good for his confidence because he's probably one of the best on the team because of that. And he is just like hitting balls out to outfield, and he's running good, and he's catching balls, and just like
just having a fun.
It's good for his self-esteem because he's a kid that doesn't really like to put himself out there like that. And so I'm just like, that's part of my parenting. I'm gonna have to check and just put myself out of my comfort zone.
It's hard to switch that because it's like,
because I'm not an athlete. Like, I never played sports. I didn't really have a big
interest. It's so funny because like I love sports, but JJ's doesn't want
the opposite. See, that's the type of kid I was.
I was like, nah, come on.
I would go out and like play. Like, we'd throw the football around and we'd shoot hoops, that kind of thing. But actually, like, playing it as a team, I was
I never did that up until high school.
Yeah.
I would just play around with kids in the street or do whatever. And but yeah, I was hoping JJ or someone would want to get into like baseball or basketball. JJ, like soccer, I'm like,
zero interest in athletics. And like,
yeah, that's probably not happening.
Yeah,
she's probably not gonna do any sports.
No, and that's okay. I do want her to my hope for her is just to get her active now, because I know how hard it is the older we get, you know, like,
yeah, because she's very recluse.
Yeah, a lot of her interests aren't like physical interests, which is okay. I mean, I get that. Yeah. But
she got into like this 3D, it's called Blender or something.
Yeah,
it's like a 3D print. It's like a 3D thing where you can design 3D like for printing.
Oh, nice.
She was telling me about, and so I'm like, all right, no, cute, that's cool. Like, so I have a computer that I'm gonna try to finish up that I'm gonna give her, so she can use it here.
Nice.
And see if that works for her.
She has this thing.
It's like an app she downloaded on her computer. It's a website or something. But
so where do you print the thing? Or
you don't print it. You design it.
Oh, it's the designing. Okay. Like, just you can practice designing for 3D printing. Oh, yeah. Cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, so, very cool.
I'm like, all right.
No, both of our kids, Elliot and Elena, are into the techie kind of stuff. Like Elliot, I think. He loves video games so much. I'm telling him, like, you've got to look into what it takes to be a game designer or something where you can make.
Yeah, I think JJ's is, I don't know. I'm trying to find out
what his thing is.
He loves to read, and like, he likes writing.
He's a writer, man.
I think he Honestly, yeah. I want to hear his next. He just did an essay. He said he finished like typing it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I finished. I did like four paragraphs. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. He's all impressed with how fast he can type.
Nice.
But his stories are always really well written mm-hmm. for a fourth grader.
Maybe he will be.
Like, I feel like his writing's a little more advanced uh-huh. for the words he uses sometimes, or like the way he structures his sentence. I think it's because he reads all the time.
Well, yeah, there's a.
I mean, he reads chapter books. Like, he loves those things.
See, Elliot does not enjoy reading.
Yeah, he's like, oh, dude, I'm reading this dragon book, you know.
Oh, I know.
Lucifer exactly. the dragon. You know, he's talking about.
What are you talking about?
Morning Star.
Lucifer.
No, but JJ, he's into technology. I know they want to do YouTube, which we should let the boys try to do YouTube.
I know.
But the thing that got me one time that gets me upset, actually, is when he's on his phone. Like, in the morning, I'm like, okay, I need you to get ready for school, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he'll be getting ready, but he'll have his phone.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, hey, dude,
yeah.
put the phone down and get ready.
Yeah.
And then I'll see him again on the phone. And I'm like, bro, I need you to, like, put, like, what are you doing? Like, you need to, just no phone right now.
Right.
Like, get ready. Like, he got upset one day because I was just like, I got on him. I'm like, hey, man, we need you to get ready. Like, we got like 10 minutes before you need to go to school, right. and you're sitting here walking around with your phone. What the hell? And I was annoyed. And Lisa was like, what's going on? He's already getting ready. I was like, I know, but he needs to finish. Like, he's sitting there walking around his phone. I'm like, whatever, you know, like, what? I'm not trying to make this a fight. I'm just saying he's on his phone. He can just not look at his phone for fucking 10
get
minutes.
Get ready and then take
get ready. Then
the
you
phone.
Can look at your phone. Yeah. That's why I try to tell the kids, like, just get it done.
And then
you got all this time.
Yeah. See, I'm lucky
when you
with
start
Elliot.
Chopping.
Elliot doesn't get on any device until, so like, we get ready. I wake him up. He gets himself dressed. He comes up. And then when we're getting in the car, I give him my phone.
Yeah.
And I used to not let him have electronics at all in the morning. But he's gotten old enough that I do now. Part of it because I need to get my work done.
Well, like, sometimes you need.
Kind of selfish. I get to work. I need to get work done.
Well, there's times but, I'm at home and JJ's trying to talk and I'm like,
yeah.
I need to get back into this, like, check right. some emails real quick.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's okay to let kids know too. Like, if you're working from home, that's a whole other level, because there are times where you can be dad, and there are times where you're at work, and you can't explain that to your kid and say, look,
when I'm
at work, I'm not. It's not that I don't want to be with you, but I have responsibilities so that I can take care of you and I can feed you and I can do these things. And so during this time,
when you get home, I'm not dad.
Yeah.
I am Mr. Barber.
You call me Mr. Barber and you leave me the fuck alone. You understand? No.
Yeah. I am your boss. Yeah. I will fire you.
When you
in
see
a heart
the power beat. Suit on, you leave me alone.
I know. Anytime they know meetings come up, because I'll be like in like a polo or a work shirt. And then I'm like, in shorts.
The second that the meeting's over.
A lot of times. Or sometimes I'll just leave it on.
Yeah.
But I'll be in shorts just chilling.
When everything shut down for COVID, I had a collared shirt that I would leave by the desk and just pop that on for a little video meeting.
Yeah, I have a button up that I use sometimes too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. No, I'd rather be. I like being back in the classroom. It's way better.
I'm telling you, mentally, like, working from home is not. I like that I'm able to have the freedom to like go to clinics or do stuff, and I don't have to be stuck
right
at home the whole time. Because man, it does something to my mentals.
Yeah, I think I'm too much of like a structure person to be able to really work from home. Like, I can feel like it could be too easy to get out of work mode and then just feel like blah. Like, when you get those weekends...
I'm the same way.
Where you're just like, I don't even know what I want to do. Like, there's so many things I could do.
Like, this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck to do.
Man.
I think I might see if Felicia wants to go to movies today.
Oh, yeah?
We'll see.
I know we have to go to... We've got some that we're going to finish up today, I think.
We got to go to Costco. Yeah, I watched that King Richard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We watched that a while ago. Yeah. He was an intense guy.
Yeah, it was good. I just, you know.
Yeah.
It was a good little sport movie.
Yeah.
John Berthenol. I think that's I don't know how to say his name correct, but he's the one who had the mustache.
Oh, okay.
he's the one who coached like Venus and Serena towards the end. And his character was funny because like it's so out of character for him.
Yeah.
So to see him that way instead of this like tough badass, like he's normally like, you know, he's the Punisher or he's, you know, Shane from The Walking Dead in the beginning.
Oh,
he's like, gotcha. He's usually such a badass character.
Oh,
he kicks ass and
that's
he's fucking
who
just,
it is.
He just has like,
yeah.
He seems like he's a hard ass, but in this movie, he's just like, he has like a Chicago style accent. I couldn't pinpoint it right away. I have to look up who the guy is to see where he's at because he had like there were certain words he said differently. But I think he was doing the dialect from wherever that guy was from.
Gotcha, the Midwest.
Yeah. He sounded like Chicago.
Yeah, why don't we go out there?
Yeah, but it was Chicago. Like just a little bit of Chicago, but not a lot of Chicago.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. But I don't know.
The Midwest, you know.
Good. I think I'm good.
I got nothing else.
I don't got nothing else.
No. Welcome to season 7.
Season 7.
This is the beginning of our 7th season. You might be asking yourself, why are you still doing this? And we'll
ask ourselves that one day.
We enjoy it. It's
that's what it is. Really,
it's a good time. Yeah.
Hey, who knows? By season 10, we could have a lot more followers. You never know.
Who knows? Who knows?
We're just consistent. We're not. Consistent.
We're pretty consistent.
I think a minute there we
just have a few weeks. Well, and some of that was that technical difficulty stuff, but look at today. If our audio turns out
it's
right,
gonna be
then it's great stuff.
And if not, I'm gonna cry because then it sucks because then we'll find out.
All right, guys, have a great week. We will see you next time.
Just Weirdly Blended out.